Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with some of the headlines that are now in the news at this hour on this Thursday. And in Beirut, Lebanon, a major gun battle is going on right now between rival political factions. Shiite supporters of Hezbollah, a powerful force in that country, regarded as a terrorist organization by the West, are trading some serious firepower with Sunni backers of Lebanon's Western-backed government. The clashes broke out shortly after a speech from Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. We will, of course, keep you posted. The World Health Organization says it is getting reports of malaria outbreaks in Myanmar and fears that waterborne illnesses could be next. An estimated 1 million people are homeless after last week's cyclone. They're facing hunger, thirst, and disease. The first United Nations aid flights arrived today, but Myanmar has not accepted many other offers of help. The U.S. reportedly is considering airdropping food and medicine into the military-ruled nation. No injuries have been reported in Mississippi after a tornado struck parts of Tupelo. The extreme weather caused damage to a large shopping mall and some other structures. The twister was part of the same storm system that caused similar problems in Oklahoma last night. And the bad weather continues to move east. How to fight cancer and win? That's the focus of a Senate committee hearing, and it is looking into the challenges and the opportunities available to those living with the disease. It is an issue that hits close to home for former cancer patient and Tour de France winner, Lance Armstrong.
Simply put, the 560,000 deaths that we have every year in this country, a full third of them could be prevented. We could save close to 200,000 American lives every year if we simply applied the information and the technology and the knowledge that we have to the people that need it the most.
And Elizabeth Edwards, cancer survivor and wife of former Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards, also testified during today's Washington hearing. Well, the calendar and the math are working against Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton, but she is not letting up, and she, in fact, made a campaign stop already in West Virginia ahead of next Tuesday's primary in the state. Today, she'll also be in South Dakota and Oregon. And meantime, her Democratic rival is laying low today. Senator Barack Obama spending the day in Washington meeting with some lawmakers, and he is scheduled to sit down with CNN's Wolf Blitzer a little later today on the Situation Room. And those are the headlines making news at this hour. For more on these stories or the news of the day, remember CNN is your source. Whether you're surfing the web, watching television, or you happen to be on the go with your cell phone, don't forget about CNN.com updates.